It's Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Big increases in data leaks as we review the ransomware landscape, and respect and security shows a lot of abuse of professionals and what you can do. This is the Business of Tech. If you missed it earlier this week, the Pegasus spyware story. This is the software sold by surveillance company NSO Group and infected iPhone 11 and 12 models through iMessage. It's been revealed several governments use this software to hack into journalists, activists, politicians, and business executives. There's a tool available that can be used to analyze Android devices and iPhone backups to know if the device was compromised. Keepers Securities report on ransomware finds that 93% of respondents noted budgets tighten in non-security departments after a ransomware payment, showing the whole organization absorbs the cost. 49% of respondents said their company paid the ransom, and 22% decided not to disclose that information. Ransomware is also causing more data leaks. Per Digital Shadows, there is a 47% increase in Q2 compared to Q1 of the number of victims having data posted on data leak sites. Double extortion tactics are on the rise too, and 60% of victim organizations are in the U.S. Canalys' research focuses on the traits that make cybersecurity companies stand out. Using online skills assessment tool Cybersecurity 360, these traits were found to include running a dedicated cybersecurity practice, having a focus on managed services, as well as demonstrating the ability to sell to senior leadership within client organizations. The Australian government has formed a task force as well on ransomware, designed to be a cross-agency task force to target those attacks and coordinate to disrupt criminal gangs. This move is similar to the move the U.S. government made recently. The French government has warned about attacks from Chinese-backed APT-31 against French organizations. This comes in the context of warnings earlier this week about Chinese-backed hacking groups being responsible for the Microsoft Exchange hacking campaign. And traditional defenses are failing. Cloudian's 2021 Ransomware Victims Report says half of organizations, 49%, reported having perimeter defenses in place prior to a successful ransomware attack, despite 54% of organizations conducting anti-phishing training, one quarter, 24%, of ransomware attacks used phishing as the point of entry. Accenture adds more color. The dark web economy is driving a feeding ground for new threat actors. Information is easier than ever to acquire and is driving the boldness of these ransomware actors. In the context of the Biden administration's executive order, Google Cloud has released new security products to bring managed security services. Cloud IDS is a cloud-managed intrusion detection system. New capabilities in Chronicle, its security analytics platform, expanded risk protection program to all Google Cloud customers, and a new zero-trust assessment and planning offering. There are even more, link in the show notes. For developers, MITRE has updated their top 25 bugs list. These are the easy-to-discover and highest-impact types of problems in software. Now, why do we care? Well, I don't believe IT service providers generally can do much about nation-states. That doesn't mean issues like NSO Group's actions can be ignored. Story time. Ransomware costs businesses by pulling from all parts of the business. It now comes with a likelihood of the data being given away online, and so far, traditional defenses don't work that well. The dark web breeds new enemies, and multiple governments are weighing in. If traditional methodology doesn't work, it's time for new thinking. For the typical SMB or mid-market company, this should be a pretty core re-examination of how technology is leveraged. That's the opportunity for sure, just don't assume it's easy. And for me, also not assuming that best practices alone are the way of the future. Yesterday's techniques are not the solution. Trust nothing, which is a different philosophy than generally employed previously. While there's a lot of security today, this security story I wanted to keep distinct. Quoting Computer Weekly, around a third of cybersecurity professionals say they have had personal experience of in-person and online abuse and harassment during the course of their work, according to research data commissioned by Respect in Security, a newly established scheme that is urging organizations to pledge their support in making workplaces and the security community free from harassment and fear. Out of those that reported experiencing in-person harassment, most said it came at industry events, 36%, in the office, 47%, or work socials, 48%, while online harassment was most likely to have occurred on Twitter, 44%, or via email, 37%. Why do we care? With the massive list of needs around security, to then have a third of professionals facing abuse is appalling. Respect in Security has a pledge on its website with details for an organization's commitment towards building an environment free from harassment and fear. I talk a lot about culture of companies on this show. This is a resource and a huge problem to highlight. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider voted by G2 and TrustRadius, has resources specifically for delivering digital experiences in the cloud with better ease and affordability while not being locked into long-term agreements and commitments. Their guide, The Golden Ratio of Price to Performance in Cloud Computing, details how alternative cloud providers and open source tools can lower costs and ease moving into multi-cloud environments. This resource and more available at linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Nothing extra today. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.